Google Earth. Google Earth.
Google Earth.
Google Earth. Google Earth. Google Earth. What is it?
How does it work?
What can I do with it? 3D. Maps.
Geographic features.
Hello and welcome to our podcast. This is Allison, Cole, and Jamie, and today we are going to introduce everyone to a program called Google Earth. This program was introduced in 2004 and has been becoming bigger and bigger each year. This program is gradually becoming more up to date with their maps and terrains. As of now, the United States, United Kingdom, Canada, Ireland, India, Japan, Germany, and Pakistan are some of the countries that show the best 3D imagery and terrain. For this podcast, we are going to go over an introduction to what Google Earth is, a little bit about how Google Earth works, and also some of the features that are offered on Google Earth and how they can be used. Quite frankly, Google Earth is a virtual globe that sits inside your PC. It was originally called Earth Viewer and was created by Keyhole Incorporated. You can simply point and zoom to any place on the planet that you want to explore. Satellite images and local facts zoom into view instantaneously. Google Earth combines the power of Google Search with satellite imagery, maps, terrain, and 3D buildings to put the world's geographic information at your fingertips.
How does Google Earth work? You can simply type in an address and then zoom into your location. You can search for restaurants, hotels, and many other things. To zoom in and out, you simply click on the positive sign to zoom in and the negative sign to zoom out. You can also change the view you are looking at by clicking on the X in the top right bar. You can do a bird's eye view and also a view that is more of a ground level view. If you want to do a scan of the territory, you simply click on the directional compass located in the top right corner of Google Earth and it will begin scanning in that direction.
What can you do with it? Google Earth can be used in many different ways. Some general applications that Google Earth offers are 3D navigation, a fly-to function, and also an integrated Google Map program, which lets you search for businesses and driving directions to anywhere in the world. The 3D navigation is a good tool for classroom use. This way, instead of students looking at a flat map or a globe, they have the world at a push of a button. They will be able to look at all terrain all over the world. The fly-to feature is nice because you can type in a location and then the program will fly over to the part of the world that you were searching for. This feature is also nice for students that are learning about other countries and continents because it is a fun and interesting way of learning. The Google Maps function is a nice part of the Google Earth program as well. With this function, you can either type in a specific place that you are looking for or find many different types of businesses that you are looking for. For example, if you are looking at a view of Chicago and you want to know where all the coffee shops are located in the city, you would simply click on the coffee shop icon and it would show you every coffee shop in Chicago. This function is also known as the layering function. This is used with many types of businesses like hotels, restaurants, gas stations, and shopping. It can also be used to see geographic features, points of interest, and 3D replicas of all buildings in the area. We hope that you've learned a little bit about the program known as Google Earth. We hope that what you have heard about this program will interest you and you will go out and explore how fun and resourceful this program is. Make sure to look for our presentation that will go into more detail about how to use Google Earth, which will be on April 22nd at 3 p.m. in room 127 of Schindler Education Center. Thanks for listening and have a great day.